Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk, the most fact-driven, unbiased true crime channel on the entire internet. Thanks for watching. Let's get straight to the docket. First, today we celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King. Second, a dating app leaves two in critical condition. Third, a man is charged for living in Chicago O'Hare's airport for 3 months. Fourth, how do you like your coffee? Fifth, 328 kilos seized in South Florida. What went wrong? And finally, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Crime Talk. My name is Scott Reich. Thanks for watching. If you haven't done so already, please hit that subscribe button. Hit that little bell so that you receive notifications when we go live or put up new content. And as always, please leave me a comment below. We will go live tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Mountain Time. And if you would like your questions answered, we're going to be putting up a little question section on our Instagram page. So leave us a response to that when it goes up, and we'll answer it tomorrow night when we go live. All right, first on the docket. Today we celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King. Now, it has been more than 50 years since his assassination in 1968, and Dr. Martin Luther King is remembered as an activist, a prominent leader in the civil rights movement, a pioneering historical figure, and wordsmith. His impact is still felt today, and we continue to look to him for strength when we fight for racial equality, which seems unending some days. Throughout his years of public service, the Nobel Peace Prize winner wrote and delivered speeches, the most notably being his 1963, "I Have a Dream" address. That provided wisdom that still holds true today. Let's take a quick listen.
I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Next on the docket, a dating app meetup results in two in critical condition. Two men were hospitalized in critical condition Saturday night when a dating app website hookup in Detroit turned into an attempted robbery. Shocking. Have you ever heard of that before? Police said a 57-year-old man met a woman on a website and arranged to meet her at her West Side apartment. When he arrived, however, the woman was not alone. That's right, her 18-year-old boyfriend was there waiting. The boyfriend, who was armed and tried to rob the man, well, guess what? The 57-year-old was also armed, and needless to say, the two exchanged fire and both were struck multiple times. The older man did have a concealed carry permit. Frankly, it wouldn't matter if he didn't. Depending on who drew first, it would be self-defense. Both weapons were in fact recovered, so I guess everybody has that going for them. Needless to say, you have to be careful when you're meeting new people. All right, it may seem legit, and in today's world, everybody's going to apps and swiping left or swiping right, I guess, but be careful. This is why we recommend everyone go to crimetalksearch.com whenever you're meeting new people. When you do that, you will be able to search anonymously that person that you are curious about. And guess what? You'll get a report regarding their social media presence, their email addresses, their phone numbers. You'll get information regarding background searches. You will get information regarding their marital status, property records, and civil judgments. Everything you want to know about somebody that they're probably not going to tell you the first time. Like, for example, when you come over, my boyfriend may be here to rob you with a gun. Things you may want to take into consideration. Be careful out there, ladies and gentlemen. It is a dangerous world. Next on the docket, a California man who claimed to be too afraid due to COVID-19, hid out for 3 months in a secured area of O'Hare International Airport until his arrest this weekend. Adita Singh, 36, is charged with felony criminal trespass to a restricted area of an airport as well as misdemeanor theft. In a bond appearance this weekend, prosecutors said that Singh arrived at O'Hare on a flight from Los Angeles on October 19th and had allegedly lived in the airport security zone ever since without detection. When the judge heard the bond argument, she wanted to make sure that the prosecutor had correctly detailed the allegations. The judge stated, quote, "So if I understand you correctly," the judge said, "you're telling me that an unauthorized, non-employee individual was allegedly living within a secure part of the O'Hare Airport Terminal from October 19th, 2020 to January 16th of 2021 and was not detected?" The judge said, "I want to understand you correctly." The prosecutor affirmed the court's question. Apparently, two United Airlines employees approached Singh and asked to see his identification. Singh lowered his face mask and showed them the airport ID badge that he was wearing around his neck. The badge actually belonged to an operation manager who had reported it missing on October 26. The employee actually called 911. Police took Singh into custody about 11:10 a.m. on Saturday, where he was scheduled later to appear on the following Sunday in court. It's allegedly reported that Singh reportedly found the badge in the airport and was scared to go home due to COVID-19. Apparently, other passengers were giving Singh food while he was living in the airport. Singh has no criminal background, according to the record made at the bond detention hearing. Mr. Singh's attorney argued that this was nonviolent, although a little unusual. Nothing had taken place other than he was allegedly where he should not have been. The court set Mr. Singh's bond at $1,000 that he needs for his release. It's unclear whether he'll actually make it since he apparently had no money while he was in the airport. As a condition of his bond, Singh is prohibited from stepping foot in the airport again if he's able to post the bond. The court said they find that these facts and circumstances are quite shocking for the alleged period of time that this occurred, being that this is a secured part of the airport under a fake ID badge, allegedly, based upon the need for airports to be absolutely secure so that people feel safe to travel. The court found that these actions make him a danger to the community. Mr. Singh may be a danger to the community, to the court, but I think the bigger question is, how could this man have been roaming the airport for 3 months and nobody noticed? Perhaps the police that patrol Chicago O'Hare have some explaining to do. Next on the docket, how do you like your coffee? Well, a 70-year-old woman has been arrested after being filmed allegedly poisoning her husband's coffee with ant and roach killer on more than one occasion. The incident occurred on January 12th when 70-year-old Suncha Tenerva of Queens, New York, was caught on video surveillance placing a white powdery substance from a bottle with a red cap and a yellow label into her husband's coffee. Tenerva retrieved the bottle from the cabinet under the sink and allegedly spiked her husband's coffee on two or three occasions. Detectives recovered the bottle with the red cap and yellow label from the spot under the sink. Authorities then discovered that the contents of the bottle allegedly contained 100% boric acid, a substance that is used to kill ants and roaches. Now, people who have eaten boric acid have suffered nausea, vomiting, stomach aches, and diarrhea. People that have eaten extreme amounts, they have had red boiled lobster-like skin rashes followed by skin loss, and people who have breathed borax have had dry mouth, nose, and throat. Coughing, sore throat, shortness of breath, and nosebleeds have also been reported. Miss Tenerva's husband apparently only suffered minor illness, but this is being charged as domestic violence. Miss Tenerva has been charged with assault in the second degree, reckless endangerment in the second degree, and criminal possession of a weapon in the fourth degree. She has court again on March 10th. We'll see how that case continues to go. I don't think she's going to be bringing her husband breakfast anytime soon. Next on the docket, 328 kilograms seized at a South Florida airport. Federal authorities seized nearly 300 bricks of cocaine during a routine X-ray baggage inspection after a U.S. Virgin Island charter flight landed at the Executive Airport in South Florida Tuesday evening. Six people, including two officers, were arrested after agents found 328 kilograms, 723 pounds, of cocaine in 294 plastic-wrapped bricks of cocaine at the Miami Opa-locka Executive Airport on Tuesday evening. The bricks were inside several duffel bags and suitcases belonging to the only passenger on the private plane. Those initially arrested included Shaquem Mike, Malik Leonard, Royston David, and Treshawn Adams. Two others, Trevin Adams and Anthony Berkeley, were arrested later. Shaquem Mike and Treshawn Adams are with the U.S. Virgin Island Police Department, certainly complicating things for them. The four defendants who were aboard the plane are U.S. citizens residing in St. Thomas, Virgin Islands, according to the criminal complaint. Officials said that U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers inspected the baggage. Mike fled the airport, but he later returned to surrender. During questioning, Treshawn Adams told customs officers that he arranged with Mike to smuggle the cocaine on the private charter from St. Thomas. He also told agents that Mike paid half of the charter fees, $11,000 up front, and then gave money orders to Treshawn Adams to pay another $11,000. Now, this has got to be one of the dumbest crimes ever. If anyone has ever flown into South Florida, particularly an international flight like this would be, the plane is going to be searched. I can tell you, I have flown into South Florida several times, and the only time that I was ever ramp checked when I landed, when I got to the FBO, was in South Florida. Everybody knows that you don't do anything illegal down there, particularly trying to smuggle 700 pounds of cocaine on your airplane. It will be seized. These people are not bright. They clearly did not plan this out, and they probably owe somebody a lot of money for those drugs because it was probably fronted to them. Be careful, guys. You may be safer in custody for a while. Next on the docket, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. And by an overwhelming vote count, our dumb criminal contestants of the week were Asim Hiltz and Sharif Frazier, the two gentlemen that returned their rental car without taking their drugs. When they returned, the police had already found the drugs, as it was reported by the clerks at the rental car return office. So, Mr. Hiltz, Mr. Frazier, you are a dumb criminal contestant of the week. You can expect a mug headed your way. Try not to lose it. Try not to forget it. Could save your life someday. Now, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Please meet Esquel Robles. He's 40 years old. He was subject to a traffic stop the other day in North Dakota. He apparently was on probation for narcotics possession and was apparently trying to throw these police officers off if there was any trouble to be had. The drugs was not an issue. Why do we know that? Because he was wearing his Don't Do Drugs shirt. Well, needless to say, when the police searched Mr. Robles' vehicle, they found a baggie containing meth and a spoon with meth residue. Mr. Robles, you are our dumb criminal contestant of the day, but nice head fake trying to throw the police officers off. You deserve it. You are a dumb criminal contestant of the day. Congratulations. All right. Thank you all for watching. We will see you tomorrow on Crime Talk. And don't forget, we have our live program and then our Patreon immediately thereafter. We look forward to seeing you there. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next time on Crime Talk.